So, what an interesting case, and also interesting that he's still smoking. Wow, that is really interesting. Just kind of curious, Ben, any sort of general thoughts as you visited this man? So many things to talk about.
So many things to talk about. And Ray and I were just mentioning, 5, 10 years ago, who would have dreamt that we would be able to see this type of outcome without chemotherapy or even with chemotherapy? This is a patient who has widespread metastatic disease and who, of course, averse to getting chemotherapy, has a PD-L1, a biomarker that's predictive of outcome to single agent immunotherapy, has a PD-L1 that's high at 80%. He doesn't have an actionable mutation. And, just to see, and I agree with Ray, I mean, it's hard to know this guy had as much cancer as was seen on his scan and the response to single agent pembrolizumab. We see these, of course, in real world, and it's been mirrored in the data. We see some of these patients that have not only responses, but real depth to their response. So looking at the scan before and afterwards, seeing how much shrinkage there is on the scan with just a single agent checkpoint inhibitor is pretty remarkable. And tolerability was not an issue for him. Many of our patients do struggle with some of these issues, maybe fatigue and some thyroid issues. Of course, it's rare to get these autoimmune phenomenon, but tolerating it well and deriving a meaningful benefit to single agent checkpoint inhibitor.
So, one of the things this does raise, I know if we ask as a poll question in a meeting or if we do a survey and present a case like this, even with a PD-L1 level over 50%, Ben, a lot of people, even in a relatively asymptomatic patient, will go with chemotherapy plus a checkpoint inhibitor. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty nuanced decision. We, of course, have KEYNOTE-189 approval, and that is across the board and including greater than 50%. And we have KEYNOTE-024 with single agent immunotherapy versus chemo. Cross-trial comparisons, which we say we don't do, but we do. If you look at the hazard ratio and the subset analysis from the PD-L1 greater than 50, the hazard ratio seems to be a little more pronounced, 0.42, with KEYNOTE-189. And so the question of whether to give chemo IO or IO alone in a PD-L1 greater than 50% for me comes down to symptomatology. Are patients symptomatic or not? And then patients' wishes and desires. I think that if a patient's asymptomatic and doesn't want chemo, I'm okay giving that patient single agent pembrolizumab. If a patient is more symptomatic or I think that it wants to be more aggressive, we can certainly give the triplet therapy of carboplatin, pemetrexed, and pembrolizumab. Both are approved. I think it's an individualized treatment decision for patients with a PD-L1 greater than 50%.